This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities and by Minneapolis Public Housing. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me is our co-host, the great one, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. And if someone were to walk up to you right now, Joe, and ask you, what is Ripple Connects, what would you tell them?
Ripple Connects is the company that I founded up based upon the Ripple Effect networking model that I taught long before I decided to incorporate my company. And that helped people to engage their bench of network, their bench of advocates within their network. We developed interview skills to talk about accomplishments. And essentially, we help people of all generations reinvent, recalibrate, retool their careers, Freddie, through our specific methods. In fact, we have a number of past Ripple Connects clients that come back to volunteer to help me with certain clients in their industry. So it's almost building on that Ripple Effect model, having mentors that are coming back. So I'm very proud of what I started over 10 years ago, and we're starting to see that traction moving forward with the real authentic way of developing skills and techniques and mindsets to help everyone at any point in their careers. Freddie, they can always reach out to me at my website, and that's rippleconnects.com. They have an Ask Joe McKenzie page there that they can send me an email. And Freddie, even if they leave me a voicemail, I return everybody's voicemail, and my number is 763-438-1621.
And it's a great thing that you do, and I've got to tell you, Joe McKenzie, I call him the master at what he does. He really helps people to recalibrate their careers, and that's exactly what we're talking about. In this instance, though, we're talking about recalibrating the stalled job search. And so for those folks who may have missed last week, Joe, let's talk about what we covered last week in a form of a recap.
Yeah, quickly, what we talked about, what is a stalled job search look like? And that is when we have lack of face-to-face interviews. We have a lot of phone interviews, but we don't get to that face-to-face part of the hiring process. That's a sign. The first tier of network connection starts to dry up. We don't know who we're going to call. So therefore, we could become much more passive and start applying to jobs out of the blue via websites. And that is, and that results in a lot of screen time that takes away from being a proactive job search. So that's what it looks like. We introduced applying new job metrics or a set of metrics to your job search by having that screen time, but also becoming more proactive by having more face-to-face meetings. More time out in the community at career fairs, volunteering, or taking a class. So really applying those new metrics is what we talked about. And that applied right and staying with it will allow a job search to come out of that stall position. So that's what we covered. I want to build on that today in the second part of this series.
So as we look at that, what can a job seeker do? What are some additional steps? You mentioned a couple of last week, but what can we do to take more steps to begin to recalibrate that stalled job search?
Well, one of them is a very efficient method of, you know, we talked about that first tier of network connections potentially drying up. Those are the people that we think of, you know, that are in our neighborhood, that are our faith community, our family, our former coworkers, kind of that first tier, that advocates. And if we don't get a lot of meetings out of that, then it seems like, well, I'm done networking because I just don't know anybody else. Well, that's untrue. With the advent of LinkedIn, which is a very, very professional website that allows you to build and reconnect with people that you may have not heard from in a few years, I get it that it's screen time, but when you're when you're building on your LinkedIn profile, when you're sharing articles on LinkedIn, when you're having conversations with people via the LinkedIn messaging system, that is a more proactive approach than just looking at a job board. Is that, do you see it the same way?
I do. Even in scheduling guests and so forth, you've got to do something with it. Otherwise, you're just, I believe it's just wasted time if you're just looking at different profiles.
Absolutely. You can't let your LinkedIn profile collect dust. So it could be as simple as sharing industry articles that you see out there. It could be writing an article, you know, in the LinkedIn Pulse that's going to get people to re-engage with you. But it's such an easy method to find people that you've lost track of. And when you understand where they're maybe they're in a position to refer you in, as we've talked about. So someone you worked with 5-10 years ago that you're on LinkedIn and you see they're in an organization that you would like to work for. LinkedIn is a great way to reconnect and communicate with someone. So that is, in my book, a passive approach, or excuse me, a proactive approach, and going into those second and third and fourth tier network connections. So that's what I want to, that's actionable today. That's something you can do this afternoon, that you can, yeah, shake the dust off your LinkedIn profile and get re-engaged with some of the people you haven't talked to in a while.
And you can see me doing it. I've got a screen up. It's my LinkedIn profile, and I can see people. And I admittedly, I've not been in LinkedIn in quite some time, but I can see people now that I haven't even heard of in years, and they're on LinkedIn. And if I were actively looking, this would be where I would start with previous contacts, people that I know, and just expanding out. Is that what you're talking about, Joe?
Yeah, that's something that's very actionable. Yes, that does constitute screen time, but that also, in my book, is a proactive approach versus just staring at jobs that come by and wondering if you're applying. When you're reaching out, when you're messaging with them, when you're rejuvenating and bringing your profile to a higher level, that's proactive. And it's almost like an organic resume that you keep massaging and making better. But I think it's that connection piece that we talked about, because if those folks didn't come to mind the first time around in that first tier, now you have an opportunity to re-engage with them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, you know, I get it. There's going to be that hesitancy. Well, I'm coming out of the blue. I haven't heard from them 4 to 5 years. You know, my dad always taught me, you know, you never burn a bridge. And I always think that if the bridge is still there, there's always a chance that you can easily walk back over and reconnect, and they may be just thrilled to hear from you in the first place. So build on that. So, and that's why LinkedIn's there. That's the purpose of LinkedIn, is to stay linked in to each other. But we can't be so passive that we just hope someone sees us. We need to take the initiative. So I think our actionable, get out of that stalled job search involves remaining active on LinkedIn. What are your thoughts, Freddie, on that mindset?
I think so, because it takes you out of the woe is me syndrome, and you're really taking some forward steps to take what happens with your career in your own hands.
Absolutely. There's the proactive approach. And, you know, when you take control of what you can control, and it's possible that becomes part of that new metric we talked about. Maybe we measure our success with how many face-to-face meetings we have. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the source of our face-to-face meetings.
It's through LinkedIn
and that
those
new
contacts.
Metric. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So you talked about the actionable steps that we can take. Now we're going through the process. I'm taking those steps. I've updated my LinkedIn profile. I've dusted it off. I've made some new contacts. What are some early signs that this job recalibration aspect of our lives might be starting to turn around?
Well, let's assume that with the use of the new metric and the use of LinkedIn, that we do have more conversations with people than we had before. Those conversations, if they result in unadvertised job opportunity, say someone says, well, this company or this organization is adding a whole new team over here or adding this new product, let's have a talk with someone that's involved in it. That's an unadvertised opportunity that you're learning about from somebody else. That's an early sign that this new metric is working. Mm. when you start hearing about things that you're not seeing online. Now, that's the positive outcome of those new metrics. And a second one, Freddie, is you start considering opportunities that you would have never considered before, because now you're not staring at a job description that you think you're underqualified or it's not something you want to do, but you're considering it because someone says, Joe or Freddie, you're perfect for this job. They need to accomplish this, and I can't think of a better person to drive those results than Freddie Bell or Joe McKenzie. Now we're saying, I would have never applied for this position after initially looking at that job description. But now we engage with those folks and they tell us what the real job needs are. A second sign that is turning around is you're considering jobs you would have never considered before. Wow. Think about that, Freddie. That is positive. That's optimism, isn't it?
It really is. And unfortunately, we've got to leave it right there. And Ripple Connects does a lot of fine work in helping to recalibrate careers. Isn't that right?
We do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And we've got more coming right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
The following is an invitation from the KEYARCS Group, the insurance cost reduction specialists. Is your life insurance policy a new or an old style policy? Simply put, if your life insurance policy is more than 3 years old, it's probably an old style policy. Why? For several reasons. First, advances in medicine have created longer life expectancies that result in lower expenses and increased benefits within policies. Second, your life circumstances may have changed with a new family situation, a different career, a shift in your financial status, or a change in health. And third, the insurance industry keeps evolving. New policies have features that weren't available years ago. For example, the new policies can allow you to access your death benefit while alive for long-term care needs like home care, assisted facility, or nursing home, or income-generating features that allow you to liquidate a portion of your death benefit to provide cash for the kind of retirement you deserve. The invitation before you right now is for a free KEYARCS Life Policy Review. With one 15-minute phone call, you may be able to save significant money on your monthly premiums and at the same time extend your coverage, increase your death benefit, and many times see 20% or more on cash accumulation for your retirement. Life insurance has evolved. It's time to get your policy an upgrade. Call 877-752-3552 and mention this invitation for your free, no-obligation policy review. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Let us help you save 20 to 40% or more. The call is free. The review is free. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call us now. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Or visit us online at keyarcs.com. That's KEYARX.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Henry Crosby, Executive Director of the Y at Heritage Park, is next on New Beginnings.
This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the Executive Director of the Y, the Cora McCorvey Center. I want to say the Y at Heritage Park. Say hello to Henry Crosby. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Freddie.
Glad you're with us. And last week when we got together, Henry, we were talking about health and work equity and a community integrated solution. And as we were talking, let's bring our audience back together and let's be on one accord. Let's start with what is health equity to level set as we continue our discussion this week.
Be glad to start there, Freddie, because health equity is a very important topic for us today in light of all of the discussions around the Affordable Health Care Act. But the condition is one that is ideally designed to try to help people attain their full health potential, and so that no one is disadvantaged from achieving their potential because of their social position or any other social determined circumstances. So finding a way that we can, in light of all of our variances of culture, income, location of living, that we can find a way to make sure that our health needs are met on a very equitable playing field. So that's the objective here, Freddie.
And that's really difficult, too, because there are so many different social determinants. And can you talk about the disparities that exist right now to bring those to the surface that exist right now in healthcare, even though we have what's it called, the Affordable Health Care Act? Some people call it Obamacare, but and there are some folks who are trying to dismantle it. But there are certain disparities that exist right now.
Freddie, first of all, let me preface and say I'm in no way an expert on any of that kind of stuff. I just am trying to do some grassroots research and connecting in collaboration with organizations interested in advocating for those who need help. And when we talk about the advocating of health, before we do that, we have to realize that there's some things that people are primarily categorized by simply being who they are. And that can determine their level of access to health care. They could be determined by whether or not you are blue collar or not, or it could be determined by your educational background, income, housing, transportation, you know, public safety, positive social status. So these are little topics that people are looking at when they have this conversation around healthcare. And it also really is important when you stop to think about it and how they design their policies, systems, and processes to work with you as an individual. So if a community is different, you're going to fall into one of those buckets, and they're going to design a system that basically deals with that bucket. So when we talk about health inequities, those are systemic things that create an unjust distribution of the resources to help us accomplish our goals to be healthy.
Everybody, this is Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at Cora McCorvey, and we're talking about health and work equity, a community integrated solution as we talk about this. So what are some remedies? What can we do at a listener level to overcome some of these barriers that exist when it comes to healthcare, Henry?
Wow, Freddie, what can we do? I think one of the things that we can do is first understand that these are some categories that our services are put into: health equities, health inequities, and health disparities. And knowing the difference between them and health disparities is knowing that race is going to impact it, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, your gender. We already know that some of those things are going to be really important, but it's also going to be important for us, Freddie, to spend a lot more time asking questions about how policies are determined, how they're set, finding ways to build trust with organizations so that you can ask questions about how you're going to be impacted, taking time to listen. There's a lot of things that are being discussed in organizations about building a bonds of trust, how the corporate organizations need to listen to you, and most importantly, how to, you know, just really find out what is needed on both sides, both from a service provider and the customer. The last thing I want to say briefly, Freddie, we've got the YMCA has a four-pillar approach, and we can talk about the details of this later, but the first principle in doing our health equity work is principles. And we understand the principles are demonstrated in how organizations are run, how they manage, how it provides communication. And we look at those principles. We also look at the programs and how they're delivered and whether there's a prevention lens or purpose lens. And then we look at partnerships and collaborations and realize that we can't work in a bubble. You got to work with other organizations, and that's the way to make things work. And then lastly, we want to get more engaged in understanding and having a voice in when policy is made and involving, you know, setting up the course of influencing decisions with government entities. So those are some high level things that we could talk about down the road, but the YMCA is really committed. And lastly, you mentioned that, you know, this seems to be a different avenue for the YMCA. Again, in closing, Freddie, the YMCA's three pillars are youth development, which is nurturing the potential of every child and teen, healthy living, improving the nation's health and well-being, and then social responsibility, giving back and providing support to our neighbors.
And you're really giving that support to your neighbors at the Y Cormacorvey, because your Y, unlike many in the country, I'm going to say any other in the country, really focus on that 50 plus audience.
Yes, we do. And we realize, and we're down to 40 now, Freddie.
40 plus. Okay.
Yes, 40. And our premise there, Freddie, is real simple. Chronic disease has no age limit, no culture restrictions or barriers. So everyone living is prone to some challenges with chronic disease. Challenges is that we don't feel comfortable in talking about it or going to places to get support. So we're here. We're constantly working to better ourselves so that we could be welcoming to all and support the primary mission of the YMCA.
That's Henry Crosby, the executive director of the Y at Cormacorvey Center in Minneapolis. This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we'll be right back with more after this.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You're listening to New Beginnings this weekend, and I'm so excited that you'd be with us. You could be anywhere else, but you decided to be with us. And in return, we've got a wonderful program lined up for you as we continue. Please welcome Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis, his founder. Just as a background, how long have you been with West Metro Hypnosis, and how did you come to this business?
My practice has been open for 3 years now, even though I've been practicing this stuff for much longer than that. And I came to hypnosis because it just seemed to be a natural progression of following the power of the mind. And I love the fact that you could make such powerful changes in such a short period of time.
Wow.
That's really what got me here.
Okay. So as we begin our conversation today, you want to talk about the number one cause of death. And I know a lot of people believe they know the answer, but what, Kelly, is the number one cause of death?
Well, I recently heard this statistic from the World Health Organization that by the year 2020, the number one cause of death is going to be stress.
Stress.
By the year 2020, yes, stress. So stress, and it could be stress-related heart attacks, stress, but the core issue is stress. Now, I don't know, I didn't verify that fact, so I don't know if it's 100% accurate, but the fact of the matter is that so much of chronic illness today is exacerbated and caused by stress. And whether people want to hear this or not, and I know that there are people out there that are dealing with very, very, very challenging circumstances of all different kinds, much of the stress that we deal with today is not stress that is imminent physical danger. It's psychological stress. It's stress that lives in our minds and transfers into physical states in our bodies over time. We are not meant to be bombarded with a constant state of stress all the time. Stress was meant to be short-lived, and we as human beings were meant to revert back to an optimal state of being, spending longer periods of time in an optimal state of functioning and an optimal state of being in very, very short spurts of stress.
There's some people who will say that short spurts of stress might be a year or two, but I get a sense that you're talking much shorter than that.
Yes, I'm talking, and there are stressful periods of time that last a year or two, but we have to decide to take control of our emotional states, of our physical states, and despite circumstances, and that's the key phrase in there, Freddie, despite circumstances, despite challenges, despite difficult situations, we can still train our minds and our body to go back to an optimal state of being. And when we do that, we are giving ourselves the biggest gift that we can possibly give, because we're also activating our creative problem-solving abilities, which we know in stressful situations are really, really helpful and really, really beneficial. So start looking at the stress in your life. There are things you can do about it. You don't have to stay there. It does not have to become permanent, and it certainly does not have to become a chronic illness.
For more people, for people who want to get more information on how to reduce the stress in their life, how can they find you, Kelly?
It's 952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com.
And this is New Beginnings, and we've got more right after this.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? that you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
The following is an invitation from the KEYARCS Group, the insurance cost reduction specialists.
Is your life insurance policy a new or an old style policy? Simply put, if your life insurance policy is more than 3 years old, it's probably an old style policy. Why? For several reasons. First, advances in medicine have created longer life expectancies that result in lower expenses and increased benefits within policies. Second, your life circumstances may have changed with a new family situation, a different career, a shift in your financial status, or a change in health. And third, the insurance industry keeps evolving. New policies have features that weren't available years ago. For example, the new policies can allow you to access your death benefit while alive for long-term care needs like home care, assisted facility, or nursing home, or income-generating features that allow you to liquidate a portion of your death benefit to provide cash for the kind of retirement you deserve. The invitation before you right now is for a free KEYARCS Life Policy Review. With one 15-minute phone call, you may be able to save significant money on your monthly premiums and at the same time extend your coverage, increase your death benefit, and many times see 20% or more on cash accumulation for your retirement. Life insurance has evolved. It's time to get your policy an upgrade. Call 877-752-3552 and mention this invitation for your free, no-obligation policy review. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Let us help you save 20 to 40% or more. The call is free. The review is free. You've got nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call us now. 877-752-3552. 877-752-3552. Or visit us online at keyarx.com. That's KEYARX.com.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Welcome back to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. It's a Saturday get-together, and we're happy that you are here. And make sure you always tell a friend to be with us every Saturday at this time on your favorite radio station. And with me from the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, please welcome Katie Harris. She is the center coordinator. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Freddie. Always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. And we like to get the basic information out of the way early every time we have a special contributor on. So your website and a way that people can reach you once our conversation is over today.
So our website is www.heritageparkcampus.org. And we also have a Facebook page, Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And we can always be reached via phone at 612-344-2221.
You've got a very special community forum coming up in October.
We will be having a community forum for wards 4 and 5. And so this event is sponsored by Northside Fresh and Appetite for Change. And so what it is giving the community an opportunity to come together and speak to the different people that will be running for office in the 4th and 5th ward, and to give them an opportunity to have a real conversation with them. So we will have 8 of those people here, and in a small kind of pocket setting, people will be able to go around and have small circle intimate dialogue with them. So it's not the typical candidate forum that people would go to where you've got the candidates on a panel and you're asking these questions. These candidates will be down in the middle of the room amongst the people, and we will have kind of a rotating group where people can truly just interact with their representatives and ask them those questions that are of concern to them with regards to North Minneapolis.
Well, now that date once again and the time.
It's going to be Tuesday, October the 17th at 4 p.m.
All right. Do you have to register to come to the event?
No, you can just show up. Again, it's a free community forum, and it's for those, specifically those residents who live in the 4th and 5th ward. But again, anybody is welcome to join us.
Sounds like it's going to be a really unique event where you can get up close and personal and talk one-on-one with those particular candidates for those offices.
Absolutely.
And you have more activities for October coming up, and we should be aware of this as well.
Yes, absolutely. Our sixth annual breast cancer event is going to be that same week. So it's going to be on Thursday, October the 19th, and it's going to be starting at 8:30 a.m. with a free breakfast. And our program will start at 9 a.m. It's a great opportunity, again, for the community to come out and just have a dialogue, a conversation around early detection about, you know, cancer for those who you hear cancer but don't really know what it is and can't understand all of the fancy medical terms, for just to have someone that can have that conversation with you and break it down to you in a way that is easily understood for you.
So to attend this event, which is a very important conversation, I know in the, especially in the African-American community, we don't hear a lot of conversations about cancer awareness or breast cancer awareness. What are you going to be doing to remove some of that stigma that we know is in our community?
Well, the biggest thing is that we partner with American Cancer Society for this event. And the biggest is to have the conversation. Like you said, a lot of people, you kind of hear about cancer from afar, or you know it, but you don't really know all of the different forms and types that you can get. And so having everybody that is on this American Cancer Society team is African American. There is an African American support group for cancer awareness. We have lots of information about how it affects us as people of color, women and both men particularly more so getting them checked for colon cancer. So we're going to have all of that information available to address the needs of African Americans and what they can do to get more information and take away that stigma of it being this big scary thing that they're afraid to do and get the test. And just really letting them know that early detection is key. If you find out early, there are ways to combat it and that cancer is not a death sentence.
That's on October 19th at the Cormac Corvey Health and Wellness Center. You're listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and we'll be right back with more.
The YMCA of the Greater Twin Cities has three primary pillars: youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. The YMCA of the Heritage Park promote healthy living for all of the mature marketplace in the Twin Cities and be socially responsible to all multicultural groups around the health and wellness issues. We can always be contacted at 612-821-2193, 612-821-2193 at the YMCA Heritage Park, 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
When I begin a new project or I make a change in my life, I don't necessarily need all the answers from the very start. That's our point of focus, being ready. Moment by moment, day by day, I listen to and learn from all the sources that are available to me. And as I tune in, the answers come. Confident of my abilities, I eliminate procrastination and I begin to act even more decisively. I don't know about you, but I don't worry about what might happen in the future or someday, because I know that I'm ready to be a full expression of all the information that I have at my hands right now. And for that, I'm grateful that I have the opportunity to fulfill my heart's desires. When you align your thoughts and you get into action, you're ready to move steadily ahead toward your heart's desires. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
I was just recalling when I first came to Unity was when I left Kansas City and went to Houston to go to Rice University. And I had been raised in the Baptist Church, and when I went to Texas, well, I didn't recognize the various churches that I tried. And someone said, my uncle actually, he said, why don't you go to the Unity Church? They've built a pyramid nearby. So I went, and I just didn't know quite what to think. There was a great diversity of people there, and often the musicians selected popular music to sing, which was very new to me. And I thought, well, gosh, this seems very strange in a Sunday morning church service. Until the minister at that time, a very famous Unity minister, J. Sig Paulson, said, you know, we have a variety of music here, and some of you may be accustomed to hearing it on the radio or out in the world as an entertainment piece, but we as Unity students look to whatever creativity we experience, whatever music or art or circumstances in the world, and we look to find the spiritual message and to draw it forth. And I thought, how wonderful, taking our Unity eyes out into the world and seeing the divine order, the creativity, the wonder and love of God in all things, not just in the church sanctuary. So today I prepared a lesson for you. I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got myself, who could ask for anything more? Well, we'll hear that more beautifully a little later on. I almost launched into that in my Ethel Merman voice. I've got rhythm, I've got... You know, because she debuted that song by Gershwin in Girl Crazy in 1930 on Broadway. And then the song had a very long history in many films and many opportunities. But the reason that it came to my mind was not just for the wonderful syncopation of the rhythm, but that it might be something that would help me remember the rhythm of life. A couple of weeks ago, I sang another song, Getting to Know You. And in that, we began to look at our primary teaching in Unity from Lessons in Truth by Emily Cady, from the writings of Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, that attempted to take a very old idea and to present it in a new way that people might hear. And they were describing the components of the human being. And if you remember, we discussed our physical presence in the world is our body, not just this amazing body, but also our relationships, our activities, our circumstances in the world, our whole physical presence in this world. And then we looked at the next component, the soul. Some now in modern times speak of heart and mind, but the soul, our inner life. And then Unity taught that we had the highest member of our being, spirit, higher self, true self, the I am, or the Christ within. This perfect pattern of being within us, and how the three worked together. Spirit informing us inwardly of our truth as created by God. The perfect ideal powers that we see illustrated here in our beautiful windows. Those are aspects of our spirit self, our highest truth. Our soul is the mediator that stands between that highest truth and our presence in the world and does its central inner work. And that is actually what I wanted to bring to our attention today in this idea of rhythm. Today we add this conception of the human spirit being, the element of rhythm. We can say that our life flows on rhythm. First, we notice that our physical life pulses in the blood flow, and it cycles in our breathing, in and out. So we realize that even our physical body, in truth, is built on rhythmic cycles. And cycles must continuously flow. I can give you an easy example. If I breathe out, try it yourself at home. Breathe out. Have something to collapse on if you don't breathe back in. You see, there must be that flow in and out, as it were, that rhythm of our breathing. Of course, the same applies with the rhythm of the pulse of life in our bloodstream. If it comes to a stop, there's going to be a dramatic change as our life lifts out of the physical body. The life is no longer sustained without this physical course and pulse of rhythm. But it doesn't just stop with our physical presence. Our soul has a rhythmic life as well. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, had a famous, or made a statement that became a famous quotation. He said that our soul is pivotal. It pivots like the hinge of a door. Our soul can look out into the world, collecting experience, sensations, and then it turns within. And in that inner place, it makes meaning from what it has gathered from the world, and it is guided by the higher truths of being, of the spirit. So if we remember the sense of rhythm, we might say, well, what happens if our soul breathes out, if we put it that way? In other words, our soul puts all its attention out here into the world, and it just stays out here in the world, in physical sensations and outer activity, what do you think might happen?
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.